this is Brian K. Vaughn. You know, my career was in the tanker. I went on Ron and Fez just to pitch my latest comic book. It was flopping. Weirdly, the next day I got a call from Damon Lindelof. He offered me a job writing for my favorite television show, Lost. It's crazy. I just wanted to say, it never would have happened without Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate.
I'm a very busy man. I work in a skyscraper. I'd broken my leg and took a taxi to the office. Of course, when I got there, I had to call my wife. No cell phone. I'd left it in the taxi. I got a phone call from a very special man.
Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate.
So this is my story. Ron and Fez were throwing a bar crawl in New York City, and I went down to have a few drinks. I had met a guy on RonFez.net called Pluto2, and we decided to meet up there. I was waiting around with Billy Staples when I heard someone call out, "Effie Boobs!" I turned around and it was love at first sight.
Puffy power activated! Hey!
Now it's 6 years later, we're happily married, and it would never have happened without Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate.
Should be noted here that a paid professional voiceover artist was hired to impersonate Mr. Brian K. Vaughn, who yet himself, by electronic mail, approved of both the concept and the content of the story attributed to him, which story itself was entirely fictional. Should also be noted that I would be out of a job and on the street with no money or food without Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate. Ron and Fez powers activate.
Puffy power activated. Hey!